could spend all day on one website, or if you had to get rid of all of them, like what would be the one website that you would definitely hang on to?
AllAccess.com. I go to that a couple of times a day. It's a radio website. So I want to know what's going on in the radio world.
Okay, that's very, I like that about you. I like that you always want to know what's going on. That should be my answer, but my answer is Reddit. I can spend all day on Reddit, and as soon as I start reading one thing, I go down a rabbit hole and it connects me to something else. I mean, next thing I know, so I started out today, there was a Reddit thread, cheaters of Reddit, how did the work from home situation affect the affair you were having? So I'm like, ka-ching, like this is something I'm totally interested in. Mm-hmm. So I start reading and it gets into a discussion about The Ring, you know, the movie? Nest. No. Like whether you have a ring or a nest.
Oh, the camera doorbell.
Right. The camera doorbell thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going like explaining how you could get around it. And somebody's like, well, that's why you go through the back door. So somebody from Australia is like, what's a ring? Like, it hasn't caught up yet here. Mm-hmm. People are like, wow, that's one of those things where like no one knew what it was. And then suddenly everybody has one. And the Australian's like, yeah, we're not on that yet. Like, what is it? So finally, somebody has the smart idea to get back to the actual thread because it's much more interesting to find out what the cheaters are doing. So this guy says, I'm going to answer that on behalf of my friend. The lockdown made it easier for him to get out of the house. He'd go on a daily bike ride in the middle of the day, and his coworker would pick him up around the corner and they'd check into a hotel. But then everybody found out. The spouses all found out. One of them hired a private detective.
Oh.
Because they suspected something was going on. Yeah. So this other guy was like, you know, it's funny. I went to this party I have a couple friends that are, you know, we all got COVID tested. So we hang out together and these girls showed up and this neighbor showed up and the neighbor's like, was totally flirting with me and brought me back to her house. And my friends came over there and got me. They were like, get out of the house. She has a doorbell camera. Her husband's going to know and he's going to kill you.
He's watching right now. He saw you pull into the driveway.
Right. Right. So that seems to be the thing that is the real buzzkill for people that are trying to cheat from home.
See, I have a new business. I'm going to be the man code PI. So what's going to happen is I'm going to advertise that I'm a private investigator. I'll find out if your husband's cheating. Then you hire me for, I don't know, $100. Then I go to the husband and I say, give me $200. And when I give her my report, the guy, he's a saint. He wakes up, he goes to work, he comes home, you know, he rides his bike for 3 hours. There's no way he's cheating on you. I see him all the time. You know, saying how much he loves you and all this. So I get double the money out of the husband and then everybody's happy.
That's brilliant. You just made $300 off a couple's misery. But you know what? The truth is, it's really none of your business. Like, it's none of your business. I think if your spouse is cheating on you, you know. You don't need a private investigator. If you're going to hire a private investigator, you already know what's going on.
But
like,
I'm the man
code
private investigator.
How often does somebody hire a private investigator and they come back and they go, oh, no, the person was not cheating. You were completely wrong. No, if you're hiring somebody, it's because you already suspect them.
That's my job, though. I'm the man code PI. So I'm not going to break the man code. I'm going to go up to you and say, look, come here, bud. Your wife hired me to track you down and see if you're cheating.
I get the concept.
We both know you're doing it, and you're going to have to pay me $200. If the guy says no, I'd be like, game on then, bro. You know, I'm going to tell her everything you do then. So, right. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to get $300 out of each person, and they're going to stay married, and they're going to stay happy.
There's a little monkey wrench I'm going to throw into your little plan there. If I'm a guy and I'm cheating and you're a private investigator and you come up to me and you say, I know you're cheating. I caught you. I'm going to tell your wife, unless you pay me, I'm going to pull out my gun and say hello to my little friend. And that will be the end of bro code private investigator Anthony.
I saved Christmas.
This sounds like a very unethical business you're about to start.
I care. Every job I've ever had somehow, some way is unethical. So I don't really care. You know, this way I get to, no, it's actually a good thing. I think I'll get into heaven because I'll say, look at all these marriages that I saved.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some gray areas here, but I think it could work. I think this is a very good business model.
So I'm man code PI. I'm buying that domain today. And that's how I'm going to make money. You can be my first client. I'll track Joe for you.
Yeah, I don't have. First of all, we're not married, so it doesn't really matter. There's right. No.
Oh, I'll track boyfriends. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care, though. If he's banging someone else. He's banging someone else. What am I going to do about it? It's COVID.
Yeah, but I guarantee I can go to Joe and Joe will pay me on the sly to shut up.
If he has money to pay you, I'd rather him pay our bills with it.